Good morning, my family. We trust you all are doing well. Let's begin. The quote for this morning comes from Robert Schuller. He writes, "Never cut a tree down in the wintertime. Never make a negative decision in the low time. Never make your most important decisions when you are in your worst moods. Wait. Be patient. The storm will pass. The spring will come." Think about it. Jim and Philip were boys who grew up together as best friends. They did everything together. They even went to high school and college together. And after college, they decided to join the Marines. They were sent to Germany together, where they fought side by side. One day, during a hard-fought battle, amid heavy gunfire, bombing, and hand-to-hand combat, they were given the command to retreat. As the men were running back, Jim noticed that Philip was not there. Panic gripped his heart. Jim knew if Philip was not back in another minute, that he wouldn't make it. Jim begged his commanding officer to let him go and search for his friend, but the officer told him absolutely not. Going back to look for Philip would be suicide. Jim disobeyed and went looking for Philip. And as he ran into the gunfire, he called out for Philip. And a short time later, his commanding officers and many of his friends saw Jim in the distance, struggling to make it back to safety, carrying the limp body of Philip in his arms. The commanding officer scolded him, saying that it was foolish to risk your life to go get your friend who was already dead. "No, sir," said Philip, "you're wrong. I got there just in time." Before he died, his last words were, "I knew you would come." All my life, I've been hearing about the second coming of Christ. In the early 70s, that's all you would hear preached on radio, television, and on Sunday mornings even. I'm sure that some of you remember those popular songs that were written by Andre Crouch during this time. One was entitled "Soon and Very Soon." Y'all remember that? "Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King." And another song that I particularly love was entitled "It Won't Be Long." These songs filled the airwaves with the popular message of Christ's soon return. I love the chorus of the song, "It Won't Be Long." It said, "Count the years as months, and count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going home." Y'all remember that? Then there was the Left Behind series by Tim LaHaye, where he created an imaginative storyline of life after the rapture that made it feel as if the rapture could come at any moment. I remember when I was a 17-year-old boy, and for the first time in my life, my parents allowed for me to go to a New Year's party instead of going to watch night services. I was really excited. But as I was on my way to the New Year's party, I thought, what if the Lord comes back tonight? You know what it did. Like a good church boy, I decided to go to watch night service just in case the Lord decided to come back that night. That was 51 years ago, and I'm still waiting for Jesus to come. I don't know how you feel about it, but America and the world is becoming a more and more scary place to live. And from every indication, it seems like it's only going to get worse. I am really worried about the kind of world my children and grandchildren will have to live in. And though it's been a long time, yet the description that the Bible gives of the last days are playing out with prophetic precision. I truly believe with all my heart that what's going on in the world with technology and natural disasters and political upheavals and the many threats of war, that the stage is being set for the return of Christ. Cynics and heretics seem to be exponentially growing every day, Humanity, in an ironic move to create a better world, is actually destroying nature, destroying the spirit of humanity in the world, and increasingly denouncing God, where believers may one day become public enemy number one. But I believe with all my heart that there is coming a day when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall be there with the Lord forever. And though it looked hopeless, and though it looked as if the Lord Jesus would never come, when it does happen, and Christ descends with a shout, and when we are all called up to meet him in the air, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to look into the very eyes and the heart of Jesus and say, I knew you would come. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, with the many terrors and fears in this world that we have to live in, we thank you for your protection. We know what the world is experiencing is nothing new. There's always been violence. There's always been threats that abounded in the world in every generation. And yet it seems as if there is something strange about this new terror in the world, because it's worldwide, just as you predicted. And as we look upon the events of our day, and as we read the Bible and hear your prophetic words of what the last days will be like, there is acute awareness within our hearts and our spirits that, yeah, it won't be long. And so, God, we pray that you will give us patience to not try to do those things, oh God, which would inhibit and restrict us and deny us of our faith and the hope that our faith brings to us. And we pray, oh God, in this time that we just won't sit back and wait for you to return, but that we will work and share with those whom you've placed within our sphere of influence the good news of the gospel, that they too might become saved. So we thank you for this group that has gathered early this morning to pray and to search our hearts and to be reminded of your eternal truths that guide us in our lives and give us hope. So we pray, O God, in the midst of our troubles, that we fret not, that we don't give up the faith, that we hold on, and as our mothers and fathers used to say, run on and see what the end's going to be. Because like them, we believed that something at the end will be waiting for us. Bless us, strengthen us, restore within us an acute awareness of our responsibility, because soon and very soon we're going to see you. Bless us this day with grace. Gift us with your power, and we will be forever grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, that brings us to an end, my sisters and brothers. I wish I could hear you, but I hope that you have a blessed day and enjoy the rest of this day in the name of our Lord. And always remember, live each day in love with God. God bless you all. Enjoy life. Bye.